Hello everyone. Welcome to our new podcast series that is part of Gynecologic Oncology Awareness Month, and we have named it Gynecologic Oncology Outload Campaign. This is aimed at raising awareness about gynecologic cancers to promote early detections and outcomes. Each episode of this series will offer crucial information about the various aspects of gynecological cancer to help our listeners. So get ready to dive into the world of gynecologic cancer and understand its nuances. Hi, I'm Dr. Nisha Buchade, consultant gyne-oncologist practicing in HCG Cancer Center, and today I will be giving you an introduction to gynecologic cancer so that you are aware of what signs and symptoms to look out for. Our gynecologic oncology outload campaign comes at a very special time. September is Gynecologic Cancer Awareness Month, and this is our responsibility to inform as many people as we can about the various forms of gynecologic cancer and what risk factors are involved. Our podcast series is here to guide you through gynecologic cancer so you can emerge victorious and win over the cancer. How do we understand gynecological cancer? It is essentially any cancer that begins in the woman's reproductive organs. It begins at different places within the woman's pelvis, which is the area below the stomach and in between the hip bones. There are five main types of gynecological cancers. Each of them are unique and have their own set of signs, symptoms, and risk factors. All women are at risk of developing gynecological cancers, and the risk only increases with age. It is important to identify it early, which is when the treatment is most effective. The five major types of gynecological cancers are cervical cancer. This is a type of cancer which begins in the cervix, which is the lower narrow end of the uterus. Ovarian cancer is the second type. It begins in the ovaries, which are situated on the either side of the uterus. Uterine cancer begins in the uterus, which is situated in the woman's pelvis. That is also where the baby grows when woman gets pregnant. Vaginal cancer begins in the vagina. Vulva cancer, this cancer begins in the vulva, which is the outer part of the female genital organs. Pay attention to your body and know what is normal for you. By doing this, you will be aware of warning signs when things suddenly change. Every kind of gynecologic cancer has its own set of symptoms, which we will look into in detail in upcoming episodes. Signs and symptoms vary for different people, and you should see a doctor if you have abnormal vaginal bleeding, pelvic pain, pelvic pressure, itching or burning in the vagina, or any changes in the color of the skin or development of rashes and sores. These are some warning signs you should be aware of and consult a specialist in cancer care at the earliest. Risk factors differ with each kind of gynecological cancer, and this increases with your age. However, by getting HPV vaccine, you can protect yourself against the type of HPV that most often causes cervical, vaginal, and the vulvar cancers. Early cancer screening tests and recognizing the warning signs also help you reduce your risk of cancers. I'll conclude by saying, consult a specialist who can guide you through any queries, concerns you may have. Gynecological cancers are quite serious, and you need to be aware of its warning signs to ensure early detection. Our new campaign is here to help you out. We hope to teach you more about the various kinds of cancers in the upcoming weeks. Thank you for tuning in with us. Keep listening to our Gynecological Oncology Outload campaign by HCG, the specialist in cancer care. Thank you.
Adding life to years.